Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We did it.
Dang it. There you go again.
I know. I'm ready to roll out the banner.
What song did I just hear? Oh, I for a minute kind of forgot Fergie had a solo career.
Oh, yeah.
And was driving, I don't know when and where, and that's irrelevant to the story, but Big Girls Don't Cry was on by Fergie.
Huh.
And like, I miss you like a child misses his blanket. I just remember that lyric. It was fun.
That is a good lyric.
And then you're like, what happened to Fergie? Just one of those what happened moments, right?
I know. Like, she got married, had a kid.
Was that Josh Duhamel, by the way?
Yeah.
Are they still together?
No. Long
catch
time
me
split.
Up on Fergie.
No, long time
Let me
split.
Grab a chair.
Pull up a chair. I'm glad we're starting with Fergie today.
Okay.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I haven't heard anything about Fergie. Like, the Black Eyed Peas got back together. She still wasn't really doing anything. She hasn't done anything for a long time.
Huh.
I thought that it might go back to that national anthem performance.
Do you think it comes down to that?
I don't know, but have you heard anything?
No. And
nothing.
I'm looking like London Bridge, much like TikTok by Kesha. Just a fun, stupid pop song.
My London, London, London.
Loved it, right?
Yeah.
And then Big Girls Don't Cry was an
you
attempt.
You got a ballad. That's two.
Yes. Fergalicious.
Oh, yeah.
Quoted then in the Jack Harlow song, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
She had an opportunity to come on back for that.
Clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's Glamorous is the one that's quoted, but yeah.
Right.
So that's not a, like, that at least makes the potential for her to go on one of those, like, flashback tours. She'll either be on a cruise ship.
Yep.
Or, like, at a casino.
Mm-hmm.
Or, honestly, pair her with a couple other mid-2000 people and toss her over to McGrath next year.
Nah, come here to the front lawn.
Yeah, or
I think
the front lawn.
Your two biggest fans are right here.
And don't face out, face in. Face the building when you sing, Fergie.
Do not face the street.
That's what we're asking.
That's a mistake. Face the building. We'll watch right through our window.
We'll invite people to come watch her back. That'd be fine. Right?
The Fergie, we got your back. Tour.
We got your back. Watch
stop.
My back tour.
Yes.
Oh, Fergie.
It's one stop. Her back is to the audience, and she performs to two people.
But if I remember right, she likes coming first class. So we're going to have to save some money.
Tickets, yeah. Those are going to be a little pricey. Maybe we could make a deal.
Well,
maybe she'd be willing to fly coach just for one.
I'm hoping, coach. I'm hoping Southwest. I'll even reserve you a seat. I know it's a new thing, Fergie.
And please don't bring luggage. That's just...
In fact, we're close to the airport. We'll leave the meter running in the cab. You bet.
We're going to make it very cheap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, today's not a good day, at least on our lawn. It's dark to the south.
It is.
It looks like some scattered showers are kind of moving up from the south. I would not be surprised if we see a sprinkle or maybe even a little bolt of lightning between now and like 7:30. So we'll keep an eye on that.
You know, I didn't water the plants, so I would appreciate it.
I didn't water my car. Cool, right? I didn't wash my car, and it had a nice little... It looked like it got a bath last night, too.
Ooh.
Yes.
It did? Good. This is good news.
I'm just going with the drops on the car, so I assume so.
The drops on the car forecast.
Yes.
Means I don't have to water the plants.
I don't
plants.
Have to water the plants or water the car.
This is good news.
Yes.
And there's a new report out asking Americans about their most trusted brands. The brands that you use, that you rely on, you know it's always going to work. And they're looking at actually a variety of things, restaurants, groceries, household products, services, entertainment things.
So if I said Disney?
Yeah.
Or Apple?
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be high on your...
Harley Davidson is a huge trusted brand. People mm-hmm. get tattoos of that, right?
Yeah. When you're all in on a brand, like that is the brand that you... identify with,
right.
It becomes a way of life for you.
Any big surprises on the list for you?
Well, they broke it down into generations. Gen Z, the most trusted brand is YouTube.
I can see that.
Which I definitely see that. For millennials, our most trusted brand is Google.
Also can see that.
Yup.
Yep.
Gen X, most trusted brand
That's
is
me.
Dawn dish soap.
Hey, I grew up in the era of massive oil spills.
But...
And then using Dawn dish soap to save ducks.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. But every generation trusts Dawn dish soap. Like, that's an overlap.
That's awesome.
We all agree that we trust them.
There's a brand that carries that weight for so long.
And I think you're absolutely right. It comes down to that commercial with the oil spills and saving the ducks.
It's all about ducks.
I know that it's going to save a duck, and I know it's going to get this lasagna off the pan.
It's going to do both.
Yes.
Yes. And if I do it right, my hands won't get cracked. Right?
That's the goal.
That's a triple threat soap.
Good on you, Dawn dish soap.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Let me start by saying, if I am about to describe you, I am so happy for you.
Thank you.
But I've been seeing a lot of posts from fellow moms very excited that they got a knock on their door and an offer from some traveling student to buy a system of books.
So door-to-door book sales?
Yes.
This is a thing?
This is a thing that is happening right now. I've seen several
Is
moms.
It legit?
Yeah, they knocked on our door.
Oh, no.
I guess I didn't take the
bait.
No, I was like in this. I was working weird hours with the Kolach Festival, so I was like, I was in the shower midday.
Right.
And then my husband answered the door, and he was out there for a long time.
Your husband also will listen to any pitch.
Oh, absolutely. He was very open to it, but did not say yes.
Good.
He's like, I am an educator. I got this.
So how does it work?
I don't.
The suspicion is you're not reading to your kids enough, so you buy a series of books from us and we will send them to you on the regular?
I don't know for sure. No, it's like education books, like how to teach your kids more, I think. It reminds me of, did your parents get the Encyclopedia Britannica?
We got the Funkin' Wagnalls from Hy-Vee.
The Funkin' Wagnalls?
Yes.
Oh, my.
I'm aging and dating myself. But yeah, you collected enough stamps or receipts at Hy-Vee, and then you would get the next letter in the Funkin' Wagnalls encyclopedia set.
Wow.
So,
you
but
had
yeah,
to earn it.
Like World Book and Britannica was sold also door to door.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got a set. I remember like my mom was like, this is going to be so great. And I maybe used it for a project or two in high
school.
And
by used it, did you just plagiarize? Because that's what we did a
Absolutely.
Lot.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fourth grade.
Yeah. And then, you know, the internet. So I did not use it. So I don't know. I didn't hear the pitch for the system. Happy for you if you've got it.
You know what? Unfortunately, at one point in the great country we live in, that was an honorable career. And now I just feel bad for them. Because I really, honestly, I don't trust you. If you're,
why are you selling this at my house?
Why? Do you believe, like, your job is to knock on enough doors and, you know, make enough sales. And then it just, something about it just doesn't seem like the right way to do business.
I don't know about this. Why isn't there a store for this?
Isn't it weird, though? I'll buy stuff online and not interact with a human, and I'm okay with that.
Absolutely. Oh, just have a drone send it to my house, and I'm okay.
Yeah, let's do that. But like, oh, wait, I don't believe you, person in front of me.
Why do you want me to buy this?
Well, now that you're telling me people are going door-to-door in neighborhoods, this now has me more concerned.
What?
Here's what happened Friday. Sue Thang is over, and she invites her Iowa football-playing cousin up from Iowa City. So my job is to go get the pizza. And then my job is also to realize, okay, how many cars in the driveway, and is he going to have a place to park, and all of that stuff. And when you bring it in four boxes, cheese, bread, and pizza, the easiest access point to my house was the garage, not the side door. So we opened the garage door.
Okay.
I came in, cut up all the pizza. We have a lovely conversation. He leaves about 8:30. I go to bed. Tuesday morning, I get up. I left the garage door open.
Can't do that.
Well, that's where I'm like on the spectrum of should I be worried?
Okay.
Should I be worried that something was taken?
Mm-hmm.
Should I be worried that I forgot to close it? Or this happens occasionally. Don't worry about it. It's just you get busy and you just kind of slipped your mind.
No.
This is worrying.
The last time that I did that, I don't know, we left it up on like a Tuesday and it was my fault. I walked the dog at night and then came back and didn't close it. And then like that weekend, somebody hit the neighborhood.
Oh no.
And there was like a crime spree. And I'm like, if I had done that on that day, we would have been sunk.
Well, I'm trying to think what is actually of value.
What's a value in the garage?
Personal value? Christmas ornaments.
Oh, no. What if they stole your ornaments?
That would destroy me. That would be sad. And you were laughing at me, and that is not nice.
Sentimental value.
There is so much sentimental value.
Priceless.
I have Christmas ornaments from when I was a bebe.
I made that with my bebe hair. hat.
That's my little tiny Eric Hansen handprint.
Don't steal
it. In some sort of homemade Play-Doh, baby.
Can you imagine if those thieves got your baby Play-Doh hand?
They're going to rip open that box and think it's full of gold doubloons.
I heard this stuff is priceless.
Oh, it's a baby ornament.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
But Iowa astronaut Peggy Whitson is finally in space.
Finally, this has been weeks of waiting for the right time to launch.
Overnight launch in Florida earlier this morning. Successful, got a crew of four. It is a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, 20 Starlink satellites, and four astronauts, American, Poland, Hungary, and India. Every day she is in space, by the way, will add to her already record of 675 days.
That's cool.
In space. It was weather issues. They had a rocket leak. That was the last issue. Remember, it was It was set to null. They didn't know when they were going to launch it.
Yeah.
But this morning was it. So we officially have Iowa and Peggy Whitson in space. We claim to know business. And I think we've proved our mettle. More than
sure.
Once.
We've had a lot of little ventures.
None, though, that I think can be mass-produced to sell at all the Hy-Vees. Let's be honest.
No, we're not ready.
Big ideas, small footprint.
Right.
But as you're listening this morning, if you have a product, and I'm grocery, deli, frozen, dairy, beauty, produce, health and wellness, general merchandise, any category Hy-Vee sells, apply right now for the Opportunity Supplier Impact Summit. It's coming up in Des Moines. It's going to be in September. Applications are due at the end of July. Whether you get the product in the stores or not, just learning how to launch a product is probably worth going. They're going to take 80 companies from all applications, invite them in. Three of those will actually get to do a pitch competition.
Shark Tank
style.
Shark Tank style?
That's going to be just for its own prize money. But all 80, you're in the room where the decisions are made. So you got to probably put your best business foot forward and see what happens. They've been doing this for a while. It is the 2025 Hy-Vee Opportunity Supplier Impact Summit. Get your applications in. If that's something you think you could, if you've got products for them, they might want to talk to you. But you got to make sure you do that. You got to do that before the end of July.
Great opportunity.
All right, what's got us feeling all right? We know the theme for this year's Butter Cow and Friends.
And Friends?
Well, I guess Friends.
Oh, yeah, usually there's like other sculptures.
There was Caitlin Clark, remember?
That's right.
Yes, very interesting Caitlin Clark. This year?
We saw her in person.
Wait, there, remind me. It was Caitlin Clark, a very famous Iowa State football player.
Uh-huh.
Jack Trice.
Yes.
And then Kurt Warner.
Yes.
And they just seemed to not, they got a little worse as you went down the row.
That's right.
Caitlin's wasn't the best.
Well, you know, then it's the fair and like, okay, let's just get this thing done.
We just got to get it done. Now it's going to be Butter Cow and...
Paul Newman? No, wait, what's his name? Randy Newman!
Randy Newman!
Randy Newman!
Hey! No, it's going to be Butter Cow and some iconic friends from Toy Story. Toy Story is celebrating 30 years since the release of the first movie.
Really?
So they're going to butter sculpt Andy's room, and they will have a few characters that you recognize, plus a few hidden Easter eggs.
They're doing the whole room?
Well, the butter clouds and butter toy box and butter bed. I don't know to what scale, but for sure butter characters from Toy Story.
Okay.
So that's August 7 to 17. Then August 22 to September 7th of next year, the Butter Cow will then be on display at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. It's part of a year-long exhibit called State Fairs Growing American Craft. 15 states are involved, including Iowa.
That's and so cool.
Our exhibit will include the infamous Butter Cow from the Iowa State Fair.
It has to.
On display in our nation's capital.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. It's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call... Z's Sleaze with Claire.
It's been 2 years of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and we've seen them in the public sphere a lot. She goes to his games and supports him. He showed up on the Eras tour, even performed with her for one night of the show. They are very public in their support of each other, but the one thing that they haven't done as a celebrity couple is attend a red carpet together and walk that red carpet together. It was expected that, like, maybe they would go to the Met Gala together or, you know,
a movie premiere.
Sure. Yeah. That they would pop up and be seen together. But they have not done that until perhaps now. Let's see if this counts.
Perhaps.
They attended an event called the Tight End University. It's an annual gathering of NFL tight ends. They're training and they're just bonding all together, various teams. Everybody's coming together if you play that position.
Position?
It was in Nashville earlier this week, and there's, you know, not a carpet per se, but there was one of those step and repeats, like a pop-up thing that
yeah.
has like a brand, like it's got the NFL logos on there. And Travis and Taylor were on hand because he's a tight end. And other tight ends like George Kittle from the 49ers, he and his wife shared some photos, and it looks like Travis and Taylor were there.
That counts.
Does it count?
Yes.
Okay, it counts.
When you have to stop, there's a line of paparazzi and there's a logo behind you, it counts.
That's the thing, is that there's not really any paparazzi. It's just NFL people sharing social media pictures. Like, it was a private party.
That does not count.
But there was a step and repeat.
I take it all back. That does not count.
I know. I'm like, unless it was, I don't know if it counts. It's very close. It's on the line
of. You just described my family reunion, but we didn't have a step and repeat, but we had a nice building behind us.
But does the step and repeat, there's like an official background make it?
You have to have paparazzi saying, over here, over here, over here, over here.
Taylor Travis, Taylor Travis.
And you didn't. So, no.
We're so close to a red carpet walk.
Doesn't count.
Then Taylor has still never walked a red carpet with any of her boyfriends, including Travis Kelce.
Ouch. Maybe she has a policy.
It might be. It might be a Taylor policy. This week is wedding week for Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. They are throwing themselves a multi-day wedding celebration in Venice this week. Kicks off tomorrow through Saturday.
That's a long wedding celebration.
It's a long wedding celebration, and it is not going over well with the locals. There's a group, they're calling themselves No Space for Bezos, and they are protesting hard. They even forced a change in venue for the big day after the big day event that he's hosting on Saturday.
Are they going after him for him and kind of the town takeover, or just his wealth and also like capitalism?
I think it's
greed.
A little bit of both. There's people that are protesting and they've got signs saying if you can pay for this, you should be able to pay some taxes. But
got it.
I think it's multiple things. But then there are the locals who are like, this is where we live and you're shutting down our waterways, which are how you get around in Venice. It's really frustrating for people.
That's their like number one tourist thing.
Yes.
Get
and
on
it's tourist season.
Yes.
Plus you've got this. It's just, it's causing a lot of friction with people who are just trying to live their lives in Venice. They are trying to make good though. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, on their wedding invitation, it says no gifts. Instead, they'll be making donations to local charities in their guests' honor. And there are some celebrities that are stopping in. Kim Kardashian might make an appearance. Orlando Bloom said that he was going to attend minus Katy Perry. I don't know if he's attending minus Katy Perry and single, but he's going to be attending as well.
I do like the reverse gift idea that everybody who attends, a donation would be made in that one person's honor.
Yes.
So, like, let's say the guest list is five. Like, that's 500 checks they're going to write.
Right.
I find that cool.
I like that move. I think it's a start, but there's still some friction.
Yeah, totally.
Still a little bit. Okay, Post Malone is a man of many talents, but standing upright on stage, he seems to struggle just a little bit.
He's really good at gravity, though, if you think about it.
He's the best at gravity. Did not see that there was a trap door open on stage, fell through that.
That was like St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
What happened now?
Well, now he was performing a song of his. It's called Pour Me a Drink in Arizona. And he was trying to do that cheers with a fan. And he had a cup in his hand. And he reached out to do cheers. But, you know, there's a little bit of a safety barrier.
Yeah.
And there's the stage. And he took a tumble. Right off the stage.
Off the stage?
Yeah, he rolled off, but he managed to keep the drink without spilling. He kept the drink upright. Like, that takes concentration.
Hey, he's the spokesperson for Bud Light. He knows what he's doing.
He never spills a drop. They should make a commercial about that.
They should. That's a good point.
It was interesting, though, because it was as he's singing the lines, I've been breaking my back, and then he falls. And he's like, I'm so sorry, Austin. I didn't mean to almost break my back. Sorry.
Perfect timing. Then he takes a sip.
Crushes the cup, throws it.
Does it again.
Ah, posty. Stay upright, bud. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
The Morning Scramble podcast made another stop last night.
Yeah.
Podcast tour.
Tour. It's our tour. We're on tour right now. We're going from podcast to podcast and just popping up wherever we're invited.
Smoke in the process. So Tim Nash, he is a realtor with Skogman. About a year ago, decided to host a podcast with his friend named Matt Miller. Matt Miller stopped working in major retail to follow a dream and started a barbecue company, Back 40 Barbecue. And they just talk about each episode, what's it like to do that? The fears, the anticipation, what worked well, what didn't work well. We spent a lot of time on how a small business would start basically deciding if they should even open and operate last night when we were talking.
Yeah, and kind of like the process and the rules that you have to follow as a small business owner. It was fascinating.
Yeah, very inspiring. I think I mentioned it during the podcast. I live for this stuff. I look for inspiration outside of what I do every day to see if I can apply it to what I do. And to hear Matt tell his story of getting up early and turning on the smoker, and sometimes it's a grind, but you love what you do. And I'm looking around the room. We've got Mr. Nash there, the realtor, where you are working odd hours. You're giving up your weekends a lot, right?
Yeah, you have to love what you do to do something like that, right?
Our hours are weird. And even after yesterday, I consider working here. We had a lunch meeting. I came back. And it's not like, look at us, we're working harder than other people, but just dedication to what you love.
Right.
And that kind of transcends whether it's barbecue or real estate or radio. But I thought, hopefully, we had a lot of fun. I think it's going to come out to be a very inspiring podcast.
Yeah. So we just recorded that one, the third stop on our podcast tour last night. So that'll be dropping soon. But we've got a list together now at KZIA.com on the Morning Scramble page where you can follow along and see how the podcast tour is going.
Including our very first one, the one that started the tour, which is the Groove Life podcast. Also, Real Success with Nate Kading. Links to both of those up right now on the Z102.9 website, KZIA.com. Just click on the Morning Scramble page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Boy, a sea shanty just seems to be the magic sauce for getting our cardboard boat done.
You know what? It has gotten us results. Ever since we gave that sea shanty to Captain Ben and he took it to First Mate Tay, man, the progress that has been made on our cardboard boat for the Freedom Festival's Cardboard Boat Regatta. I can't believe today's the day. Boat's
morning.
Done.
Captain Ben.
Good morning.
Do you feel accomplished knowing that the boat is done?
Yes. It's a weight off of your shoulders once it's all finished. Now I just got to hope it floats.
That's where I was like, are you worried about that at all?
Always, yes.
Did we apply too much pressure or did you feel like you had this thing under control the entire time? Because remember, Street Teamer Tay came in and changed the design after week one.
That was the day I was not so sure, Ben. I was very worried.
I felt like we had it under control.
You felt calm, cool, and collected the entire time.
Yes.
Good for you.
Claire, are you ready to see the boat?
I am.
On the Z102.9 Facebook page right now, bring it up and tell me when you're ready to click. 3, 2, 1, go. There's Tay.
Captain Ben. Captain Ben sitting in the boat.
I get the theme. I thought he just didn't finish the Z circle. It's got a bite out of it because it's a Jaws theme.
The theme is Jaws?
That's awesome.
How perfect.
This is beautiful.
All the bloody handprints on it.
Yes.
Whose bloody hands?
Those would be Tay's.
Good job, Tay. This is fantastic.
This is a very well done vessel. I think that the theme makes sense.
Yes.
Are you at all worried about the cardboard shark on the back?
Oh, yeah. You're going to be dragging a shark along. Any concerns?
Is that like a rudder? Is that?
So, no, it's just attached by a wooden broomstick, which okay. I'm not sure is technically allowed, but we're also in a media race, so I don't think
we're in an exhibition. So
right.
It's fine. And so first of all, hats off. That is absolutely fantastic.
It looks so good.
Now, yesterday was also a big day, Claire, because we announced while Ben and First Mate Tay there were working in the shipbuilding yards, we were on the horn with the University of Iowa and the women's rowing team, and we have secured two rowers from the Iowa women's rowing team to be the pilots, the muscle of our shark theme boat.
We've got two. Laura Murphy and Evan Shagrath are going to be piloting this boat in the race. I think that was the one thing that was holding us back last year is that we didn't have experienced rowers. Now we went straight to the top. You don't get more experience than two rowers from the University of Iowa rowing team.
Last year we had four rowers. We all remember. So they need to do the work of a larger group.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking on Riverside Swarm with two Iowa women's basketball players. And I'm presuming they have a similar design. And I believe they had four, if not six, people on their boat last year. So we are clearly going for speed and efficiency, right?
That is our goal, right, Captain Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We're going for the win this time.
Okay.
What is your, like, as you walked away from this moment and you went, that's a good looking boat. Like, what were your feelings? What were you thinking with this work of art?
I love seeing the finished product. I should thank Jaden because she's actually the one that came up with this theme idea. But just like taking it from a vision to the final product is awesome.
Z-102.9's 2.9's Jaden from the night show. Helped come up with, I think we owe her something.
The lovely lady at night.
Yeah. The lovely lady of the night, Jaden.
Well, we could ask her to be part of the maiden voyage of this boat. Maybe she can join us coming up on Saturday. That would be nice.
That would be nice of us.
Okay. What's next for this big project with the Morning Scramble? If there's time, we've got all day tomorrow. If we can basically have the two rowers meet their boat, and then that way we'd be prepared for Saturday's venture onto the water.
I think that's a good idea, that the rowers are comfortable with the vessel that they will be piloting.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because remember, last year was all in-house. It was all street team.
Yeah.
We're bringing in outside help for rowing our cardboard boat.
And I think we did a lot of teaching the street teamers how to row in unison. Our rowers should know what to do, but I want to make sure that they're comfortable not being in a boat that they're not 100% sure
they got to fit, right? They got to fit and be comfortable.
Let's have a fitting.
The fit, it's say yes to the dress.
Yes,
tomorrow,
boat edition.
It's say yes to the boat,
mm-hmm.
I hope. Okay, we will have the rowers in. We'll bring the boat over from the building shipyards.
I believe they'll be in Friday.
Today's only Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
That's right.
Yeah.
It will be Friday.
They'll be in Friday.
Okay, we will get everything ready to go, squared away. Friday, everybody sees, tries on, make sure it's going to work. Saturday, we are the first race, by the way. We go on the water just after 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
No pressure, Captain Ben.
This thing looks fantastic. Check out the photos right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.